A lawsuit filed Thursday accuses Seattle Mayor Ed Murray of child sex abuse in the 1980s. The lawsuit, filed by a 46-year-old man identified by the initials DH, says Murray paid him to perform sex acts when he was a teenager. As KUOW's Kate Walters reports, Murray vehemently denies the allegations.
The lawsuit states that in the mid-1980s, Murray repeatedly and criminally raped and molested the plaintiff, who was underage. It alleges that Murray, in his early 30s at the time in question, was aware that the plaintiff was 15 when he paid for sex acts. In the suit, DH also describes how they first met and purported characteristics of Murray's genitalia. Murray's lawyer Bob Sulkin says the allegations are false.
He is not engaged in any inappropriate conduct with a minor. And I don't think it's a coincidence that these allegations have occurred in the midst of a mayoral campaign.
The lawsuit specifically states that the motive is not about politics. It says the plaintiff believes the public has a right to know when a trusted official exploits a child and expresses hope that this will prompt other potential victims to come forward. Murray's attorney says they'll fight the lawsuit vigorously in court. Sulkin says it's not the first time allegations like this have been made in an attempt to undermine Murray.
The previous accusers were investigated by law enforcement and the press and found to be not credible and their claims meritless. These are no different.
The suit states that the recent death of the plaintiff's father and recent counseling led him to bring the lawsuit now. He has a history of extensive drug addiction and charges relating to acts of prostitution. The story was first reported by the Seattle Times. The lawsuit calls for Murray to be deposed within 90 days. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.